All right, let me read you a text that we got late in the show yesterday and start off this hour with that text because I think it's a good jumping off point for the start of this hour. Text came in yesterday, 960-960. I'll give you the context on it after, but I'll read it first. It says, quote, if either Gallant or Laviolette are still available in the offseason and the Flames do not pursue either, that's an absolute fail. Gallant specifically could do wonders with this group. End quote. Now, the context of that, 5 o'clock hour yesterday, Logo and I were talking about Lindy Ruff getting hired by the New Jersey Devils, and I just wondered aloud, and I said, you know, what about Peter Laviolette or Gerard Gallant or some of these other big names that are out there? Not to necessarily disparage or criticize Lindy Ruff, more just, those are really good coaches, and at no point were they even linked to the open New Jersey job. So, we were talking about that. I went on a little bit of a tangent on just how good a coach I think Laviolette is specifically. And then a couple of texts in that same vein came in, and I thought I'd read that one. So what does the coaching situation look like in the offseason for the Calgary Flames? And what type of impact does the fact that very likely names like Gerard Gallant and Peter Laviolette, and I guess you could even throw the name Mike Babcock into that conversation, will be available and open to being hired once we get to the end of this NHL restart. And that's where I thought we would kick off the program. It's Pat Steinberg, Peter Klein, Logan Gordon along with you. Kick off the hour anyway. Should the Flames go after one of those coaches, Kleiner? Or is Jeff Ward the right guy for the job? And I know that's a loaded question, but I enjoy asking loaded questions because it usually usually leads to some good conversation. What's your feel on the Calgary Flames coaching situation as they still have an interim head coach and as we head towards an offseason that's going to start here in the next couple of months?
Well, it's a tricky one to answer. I think when you look at the Flames coaching search and the job that Jeff Ward has done, there has been about like 2 weeks of normalcy with the Flames since Jeff Ward took over. As everyone will remember, not exactly normal circumstances that he was taking over with this team. And then you have the shutdown midway through the first part of his first NHL coaching run. It was a strange situation for Jeff Ward. And so I think to not give him another look almost seems unfair, but at the same time, you're not just going to hire a coach on a four-year deal just because, it was weird when we hired him. I think when you look at the Flames coaching search, he has to be, maybe not has to be, but I think you put him at the top of the list, but he's not the only one on the list. I think you do reach out to some of the bigger names out there, the Peter Laviolettes, the Gerard Gallant, and those guys, see the interest, see the fit, see things like that. So I think when you go into this coaching search, I think you put Jeff Ward at the top of your list, but you don't just give him the job. I think you do a bit of a coaching search, keeping in mind that you do have a Jeff Ward that you can go to.
So it's one of the more difficult questions that I've posed to myself because I'm of two minds on it, and I'm curious as to where you gents would be on it. Like, on the one hand, I don't think there's any question that Peter Laviolette is like in the elite group of coaches, and I think he's an upgrade on 95% of coaches out there. And I don't know, because Jeff Ward has really yet to forge his resume and determine what he is as a head coach, but I think Peter Laviolette is an upgrade on most coaches in the NHL. That's how highly I think of him as a head coach. So maybe he is, maybe he's not an upgrade on Jeff Ward. We don't know about Jeff, and I'm a big fan of Jeff's. And here's where I get a little torn, because I really like the work that Jeff Ward did as head coach of this team. Upon taking over, the team goes 25-15-3 under him. That's a top 12 record in the NHL from November 27th on, when Jeff took over as the interim head coach. And for me, I look at the turmoil that has hit the Flames this season, and I guess it's still technically this season. Go back to October to where we are now in July, and take a look at all the stuff that has been thrown at the Calgary Flames, from an awful start to all that talk swirling around Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan. after they get eliminated in five games by Colorado in last year's playoffs. So that was bad right to start. And then you've got the Bill Peters situation and what came to light in late November. That's a massive twist in the road. You had TJ Brody's situation. You had the Chris Snow news that the Flames were made aware of last summer. Like, all of this stuff has happened prior to the league going on a 4.5-5 month pause. Like, for all of what has come at the Flames this year, and for Jeff Ward to have done the job in steering the ship, I almost wonder, like, do they need another change? Do they need to go out and bring another new variable into the equation? And that, to me, is another notch in Jeff Ward's column to come back as head coach next year, because maybe the number one thing this organization, this team, the group on the ice needs is a little stability. And that's exactly what it would be. That's what Jeff Ward provided as soon as the Bill Peters situation became apparent, and as soon as that messed up week started, stability and being able to insulate the team from the outside. That's what Ward did such a great job in doing. And so if stability is what this team needs, and I believe there's a pretty good case to be made that that's exactly what this team needs, then yeah, maybe Jeff Ward is the guy, and you don't really need to undergo that coaching search. I'm really torn on it, Logo, because there's really significant and valid arguments on both sides of where the Flames should go here.
Yeah, there's a lot to dive into when you talk about the Flames and their coaching searches, and you know, the fact that Jeff Ward was never hired to be the head coach here, and what implication does that have going forward? And you know, on top of all of this, now the tentative dates we got for the NHL offseason too, to me, play a big role in this, because now all of a sudden we're looking at, you know, essentially a 6-week off season from when the season ends to when they're going to start playing regular season games. That's totally subjective. All those dates can change. I'm well aware of all of that. But if that's the sort of off season that the NHL is looking to have, now you start talking about changing the coaches out and having to implement a new system very quickly. And that brings in a whole new mess of things. Do I think that there are good coaches available and coaches that you would want on your team? Yes, absolutely. I think that Gerard Gallant and Peter Laviolette, and I think the Flames should have had that conversation in a normal offseason, and I think that when you have an interim coach that came in the circumstances that Jeff Ward did, that it warrants looking into other options, because Jeff Ward wasn't hired to be the head coach, but he's been given an opportunity. He had a majority of the regular season as the team's head coach. I think the evaluation process will continue in whatever version of training camp starts up in the next few weeks here, and maybe even, you know, some success one way or the other from what happens in the qualifying round. Maybe not victories, but, you know, just team play overall. There's a lot that goes into this, and for me, now with a shortened offseason, I think it helps Jeff Ward's case to be the Flames head coach and keep some stability going forward.
Right.
But there's a case to be made for other guys, because there's not usually a crop of very talented head coaches like this. Like Laviolette, Gallant, like guys like that, just they're not out there all the time. You have to look at that.
And Klein, that's why it's such a big dilemma for me, because to have specifically Laviolette, and I think Gerard Gallant's a really good coach too. So to have those guys actually available in an off season, and for the Flames to actually be able to have them as a coaching candidate, if there's a desire for either guy to come here, I don't know. That's always a variable that you never know about too. But like, those opportunities do not come around very often. Elite coaches out there like that, and going into an off season, and that elite coach still out there. That's why this is such a difficult one for me, because I think so highly of Laviolette as a coach. I think so highly as Jeff Ward as a coach. This really is a tough one, and I'm torn on it.
Yeah, to me, it's a three-person race, I guess, with Ward, Laviolette, and Gallant. Like, saying that this would be a coaching search, I don't think you go out and look at, like, well, hey, the University of Denver has this dude who's crushing it. Like, you're either bringing in one of these two guys who have been to Stanley Cups, and in one case, won a Stanley Cup as a head coach, or you're keeping around Jeff Ward. I think you look at those guys, and it's because those two are available. It's more what those guys have than what Jeff Ward doesn't. I think he's done a tremendous job. You listen to him talk about the game, even when he would go in with you guys in the Hot Stove Lounge. He was the one who talked about accountability shortly before he was brought in as the head coach.
Yeah.
But when things were sputtering, he was the one who was talking about accountability. And you listen to him talk the game. And I've been really impressed with everything that we've got from Jeff Ward. But also, I mean, you look at the resume, like, all Peter Laviolette has done for the last decade basically has been make the playoffs. One miss with the Philadelphia Flyers, and that's it. And more often than not, dude's getting at least to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think he is one of the best coaches in the National Hockey League. And, I mean, there is a part of it, too. Would he want to come to the Flames? Would he want to jump in with everything you guys just mentioned? Like, you have about a month to implement your system, and then it is go time. Is he going to want to do that, or is he going to want to wait to have a full offseason to implement what he wants to? There's a couple side to this. I think Jeff Ward is certainly in the conversation, but he's not the only one. And look, it's a lot of, you could just say, nah, forget it. Just try to go out and get one of these big fish like the New Jersey Devils did, where I don't know if their interim coach was necessarily on their shortlist, but it's a credit to Jeff Ward for what he has done to work his way into this conversation. I'll ask you, Pat.
Just before you do that, I do believe Nasruddin was on their shortlist. I don't know how much he was considered, but I believe that he was one of the guys that they were heavily considering as their guy before they hired Lindy Ruff. I do believe that. I just don't know to what extent, but go ahead.
I just wonder, when Logo brought it up before, how much of an impact do you think what we see in the play-in games and playoffs may have an effect on Jeff Ward's coaching future with the Flames?
I think it'll have an impact. I think it might have more of an impact than what we're talking about when it comes to player decisions. I really do. I think that that'll be a real good opportunity for him to prove that this is the job that he should have. So yeah, I actually think that it will have a fairly significant impact in the decision making. Look, and what about you? Like, would that be where you are too?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Like, this is a team that, and these are different circumstances, but the postseason is where this team was going to be judged this year. And I think with everything extra that is going on, a lot of this weighs on coaching decisions. And if he can put a pretty good run together with this team, I think that shows the grasp that he would have of that locker room. So if he goes on a pretty good run here, I think it's a no-brainer that you keep him around.
It's a tough one. And here's the other side of it, because the Flames in their history have not typically spent on coaches that have the type of resume that we're talking about here. Like, that is not necessarily the MO for this team, is spending the type of money and giving the type of contracts that a guy like Laviolette would command, or a guy like Gerard Gallant would command. And that's to be perfectly honest, that's a big reason why I think Lindy Ruff was the guy that ended up getting the job in New Jersey, because I don't know if the Devils were going to splash the type of money that a Gallant or a Laviolette was going to command. Those guys have got leverage right now. You just talked about Laviolette's resume. Look at what Gallant did in Vegas before they went in a different direction earlier this season. So that's another thing. Are the Flames going to spend the top dollar on a coach, especially knowing, I don't know what the financial arrangements were in the departure with Bill Peters. Those have not been made public, but I would assume there's been some sort of financial arrangement made there. So I don't know. The whole thing is a very nuanced conversation, and yet I don't think it's an easy answer. I do. This one's got a little bit more gray area than it would in other circumstances. A lot of other coaches, if Peter Laviolette's available and he had interest coming here, I'd just say it doesn't matter who the coach is that's in right now, make room, make this move. But knowing all the Flames have gone through in the last calendar year, and knowing the job that I think Jeff Ward did, I don't think it's as cut and dried a conversation as it could be in other circumstances.
Well, and I wonder too, will those guys want to come here? And I'm not saying that Calgary is undesirable or the roster is terrible.
No, but Laviolette's never coached the Canadian team. He's only ever coached in the United States, so that's fair.
Yeah, and like, again, the offseason is going to be a little weird. It's not like you're coming in and have time to talk with the GM. Okay, let's go out and get our guys, and let's go out and do this, that, and the other thing. It is a sprint to start training camp. So whether these guys want to coach at all this season, or not might still be up in the air. And we have no idea what the coaching landscape is going to look like 6-8 weeks from now, or what jobs might be available.
Right.
I'm having a tough time remembering who's on which roster, let alone which teams are going to need coaches or things like that. So there could be a robust coaching market for these guys to go into. So there are so many different balls in the air when it comes to this conversation. That's what makes it such a difficult decision for the Calgary Flames to make.
So here's a few texts at 960-960. I like Ward, but this team needs to win now. Johnny could leave in 2 years. Kachuk only signed for 5. Gio's on the back 9. Kachuk's only signed for 3. Gio's on the back 9, and there aren't top forwards in the minors coming. Go get Laviolette. This reads, if the Flames get knocked out in the play-in round, then for sure they have to go for Laviolette. This reads, I think Ward has done a good job and turned the team around from a bad start under some pretty tough circumstances, but Laviolette in particular and Gallant as well have a pretty proven track record of taking teams and going deep with them. Nothing against Ward, but I'm looking in that direction. That said, given how weird this offseason is going to be, Laviolette and Gallant might choose to go into next season and wait for a good team to have a disappointing start and jump in when somebody gets fired. To your point, Kleiner, I mean, who knows what they're going to decide. Mike writes, maybe it's just me, but I've always been pretty indifferent to coaches. Today, at this level, they're all excellent. The players on the ice make it all happen. Give me a big elite number one center, an excellent goaltender, and a deep roster, and I'm good. Fair enough, although I do think there are, in this day and age, I am more of the opinion, like I'm more on Mike's line of thinking about how important are coaches to success. I'm not saying they're not. I think sometimes the credit given is a little much as compared to the credit given to the actual roster construction. But I do believe there are a select group of coaches that raise their team's level to such a degree that you can't ignore it. And I don't know. I honestly think Ward might be one of those guys. I think very, very highly of him. We just don't know yet because the track record's so small. I really do think Ward could be one of those guys. When you talk to that guy, when you get philosophies and you see the job that has been done on the ice, I honestly think Jeff Ward could be one of those guys. But he's not yet because it hasn't been proven. However, I put Peter Laviolette in that conversation. I put Alain Vigneault in that conversation. Like, there's not a lot of them, but I do believe there are a few coaches that when they get to where they are, not only is the team success immediate, that's been like Laviolette and Vigneault, that's exactly what happens, but it's also the way they play, the style they play, and some of the other metrics that you look at, there's just immediate improvement in the way the team plays, the brand the team plays, the style they play as soon as those coaches get there. And that's why I think so highly of a guy like Laviolette.
Yeah, and I mean, you do have to factor in the players' respect for Jeff Ward. And it's not like if Peter Laviolette comes in, they're going to say, screw that guy, what's he done? But this is an organization where we've had a couple coaching changes just in the time that I've been semi-regularly on the radio, where we've talked about, oh, coach lost the room. Like, having this locker room's respect and having these guys have the coaches back ain't nothing. And it seems like it's been a tough thing to do for a couple of coaches in the past. So if you get a guy who has that, maybe you don't let that go.
What else we got here? This goes, both those guys would cost way too much. Flames won't pay that. This reads, it's a no-brainer. The Flames have shied away from big-name coaches forever and have little to show for it. It's time for ownership to step up. This from Noah, organization needs to finally pay for a good, legit elite head coach, in my opinion. Finally, on the other side, Pat, you said it. The team needs stability. They've tried to hit the home run with Keenan, Sutter, Hartley, and Peters, all failed. It's easier to part ways with Ward if next year starts bad. I think stability is important. And I think not making another coaching change, like that would be, if you really think about it, that would be a third coaching change in the span of about 2 years, because you go from Glenn Gullitson to Bill Peters. Okay, fair enough. I still believe, and I know that there are plenty who disagree, but I still believe Gullitson had plenty of reason to get a third year, but they decided to go against that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, for the record.
Okay, and I understand, like Brad Treliving said, look, I believe Bill Peters is the guy. Bill Peters was available. If you believe that strongly that this is the guy, then you make that change. I get that. I do. Now, it didn't work out. because of things that were completely unrelated to hockey, and Bill Peters and the Flames parted ways, and Jeff Ward takes over. Now, Jeff Ward was a Bradfield Living hire, but it's just like that's a lot of different voices and different philosophies, and then to go make another change, you're like, oh, it's a lot of up and down and kind of carousel philosophy. I just think that there's a lot of weight that needs to be put into being stable, having continuity, and not adding another new variable to the conversation. I'm not saying that's the only thing that needs to be factored into this conversation, but I think it needs to be something that is heavily factored into the conversation.
Just to play devil's advocate to it, though, I mean, maybe I get a new change right away would be tough, and I'm not advocating for the firing of Jeff Ward or anything like that, but Pierre Laviolette has, I believe, just looking at it, is basically locked in 5 years at every place that he's been so far. So maybe that is the start of stability if you bring in a Pierre Laviolette or something like that. Like, just because the guy's here now doesn't mean he's going to be here in 5 years. It settles things down for now, but you want a guy who's going to settle things down and then continue to progress you the next level. I'm not saying Jeff Ward isn't that guy, but a lot indicates that Pierre Laviolette is that guy.
Fascinating stuff. I mean,
It's an interesting discussion, just given normal circumstances, it'd be an interesting one. But given what Ward came into with the Bill Peters situation, with what happened with TJ Brody, with everything that has happened with this team, and then they get on a bit of a run and the world shuts down. I think that just adds layer after layer after layer to this discussion.
Well, and I mean, think about it, like, as a general manager, you don't usually get a bunch of coaching hires, but think about since Brad Tree Living has joined the team. Now, he inherited Bob Hartley and signed Hartley to the extension after the Find Away Flames year, and then they parted ways the following year. That one's fine. In comes Glenn Gulletson, 2 years there. They decide to go in a different direction with Gulletson and that staff, and in comes Bill Peters, and then Bill Peters' situation not in Brad's control. They're forced to make a change. Jeff Ward. And then another coaching change. That would be Hartley, Gulletson, Peters, Ward. And at like five coaches for a GM is a lot. And I'm not being critical of Brad at all. It's just like with the circumstances and the way things have gone, you don't usually see a general manager make four different coaching hires and see five different coaches in his tenure. That is very rare. And I don't think that would factor into Brad's thinking at all, but it's just from the outside, you're like, ooh, that's a lot of coaches for a GM in this day and age in the NHL.
Yeah, not many GMs on their sixth coach. It tends to be after a couple, you start to look a little bit higher up. And I think Tree Living has done a pretty good job with the Calgary Flames. I know there are some who very aggressively text in who would disagree. I think he's done fine. It's just been some strange circumstances. I'm with you. I would have liked to see Gulletson get an extra go, but I understand the Bill Peters connection and things like that. I do want to say, though, and I guess this is kind of going against what I just said, but I will remind you that just a couple weeks before all the Bill Peters stuff came out, Brad Tree Living had to hold a press conference saying we're not firing Bill Peters because there was so much rumbling and the team was struggling. So there might have been, had things trended in the right direction or in the wrong direction anyway, there might have been an on-ice firing or on-ice reasoning behind a Bill Peters firing and not just what happened off of the ice.
Yeah, very true. And I remember that vividly. And as we wrap up this segment, like I liked how willing Jeff Ward was to make changes. He was not rigid. I know sometimes people criticized how quickly he made changes in games. And I, you know, sometimes I was like, well, I was a little surprised they switched it up that quickly. But I meant like the fact that he gave Lindholm a run at center for 2 months, like that to me, I really liked that. And the fact that he was willing to listen to his players and have consultation with his players and go away from that and go back to what they were doing before that and put Lindholm back with Monahan and Gaudreau and put Backlund back at center with Tkachuk and Mangiapane. Like I think that's a good thing that he's willing to change things. He's willing to say that didn't work and change things back. And I really like the job that he's done and the results were good under him. I'm fascinated. It's just another wrinkle to this restart for the Calgary Flames and watching that and seeing what they do once they start playing again. with Jeff Ward as the coach and what that could mean for the future. That's another really interesting side story to the restart for the Calgary Flames.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I even if I didn't work here, I would think the Flames are one of the more interesting teams going into this, with star players potentially on the hot seat and coaching decisions that need to be made. I think that there's a lot to watch with the Calgary Flames over the next however long they're playing hockey for.